Hey, this is Britt down in Hodges, and we just want to let you know that we are your Pink Out headquarters right here in Marion. We've got pink socks, mouth guards, under eye stickers, you name it, and we are ready. And don't forget, you can show your Rocket Pride in a new spirit jersey with either black or white with a great big blue rocket on the back. Archery season is in full swing, and we've got everything you need to bag the big buck.
We have a special podcast this week with quarterback Nick Castiller. Nick's a senior, and so far he's lighting up the record books this year. To begin with, he's had two straight games now this year, 100 yards rushing and over 200 yards passing, and he's the only guy in Rocket football history that's ever pulled that off. Now he's done it twice in one season. The football team has more than 300 yards under his triggering the first three games, and it's been years since we've had three straight games with that type of offense. And also, he's number eight on the career passing list. And Nick, I think you might even characterize yourself as a runner first, wouldn't you? So tell me about this production this year. How are you able to bring this football team alive and create this kind of offense?
The new offense presents greater opportunities for the entire team, including myself, thanks to Coach Thompson and Coach Starnes bringing it in.
Now, they tell me you're a student of the game. Explain that to me.
I'm teachable, and I listen to what they say, and I'm trying to get better at reading defenses and everything that I can do to make myself better every week.
Now, do you watch a lot of football on television? Do you, study the X's and O's?
Study as in watching the higher levels. I've just started to do that. I haven't done that in previous to this year.
So when you sit down and watch Monday Night Football, do you hit the pause button and back it up and say, well, what's it, you know, why is this working? Why is it not working? Do you do that kind of stuff?
I might start that this year.
Yeah. You're really becoming more of a student of the game right now as you're a senior quarterback when it's time to do that, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Now, best I remember, you didn't go to elementary school here. Is that right?
I moved here in second grade from West Frankfort, Illinois. And I'm originally from the St. Louis area.
But you had some family here, right?
My grandparents moved here about 15 years ago.
Of course, Castiller is not really a common Crittenden County name. If you're not a Belt or a Croft or something like that, you know, it's those kind of people we know are Crittenden Countyans, and then you see a Castiller, that's a little different. You know, I made this comment a time or two past a few days after since McLean game that you kind of remind me of J.D. Gray, the bigger version of J.D. Gray. You keep your head up, you got a lot of balance, you're probably a little stronger runner, but you throw the ball. J.D. was definitely a runner first, and Coach Starnes is sitting here. I think you'd agree to that.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes Jenny would always run the ball first.
But Nick will sit back there and obviously throw the ball because he's throwing for over 200 yards a game. And Nick, do you compare yourself? Have you watched any of the film of J.D.? Do you remember when he played?
No, but I've been given the comparison from several people.
Yeah. Coach Starnes, what do you think about that comparison?
Oh, I don't. I think that they're both of them are their own individual talents, and I think J.D. used his talents well in running the ball. J.D. didn't have any confidence in throwing the ball. J.D. thought he was a running back at the quarterback spot, and you know when we put him back there, we wanted him to touch the ball 100% of the times, and if he wanted to run it, we wanted him to run it. Nick is a well-rounded quarterback, and that's the hardest kind to defend is a quarterback that can run it and throw it because you don't know what they're going to do. And Nick is probably the best that I've ever seen to run the ball and throw it. And as we said before, you know, Nick has worked hard this summer to become a better passer because he knew he could run the ball.
536 yards passing through the first three games, Nick. When you drop back and look down the field, is there somebody you're looking for? You've thrown to a lot of different guys.
I have confidence in all of them.
Any particular receiver that you sure do like to see when they're open because you know they got that speed to turn that into something else?
Alex and Seth are probably the faster ones, but I know if I get it to Ethan and Tyler, they're going to get it upfield too.
And Dylan Hollis coming out of the backfield. You got to have a lot of confidence in your backfield mate there, huh?
Extremely.
Yeah.
He helps me out a lot.
Yeah. You know, so far, Tyler Coleman has not missed a pass you've thrown to him. We kind of have the Tyler Coleman watch on that, so he's batting 1,000. So when you don't have a particular receiver you look at first, you just go through the progression.
It's the progression.
Yeah. Coach Thompson's got an offense that has he designed this, you think, around your abilities?
You know, it's him that.
Coach Thompson, you want to weigh in on this? Is this an offense that you've kind of maybe not built around him, but tailored to Nick's abilities as you've gone through these first three games?
When we went to camp, we saw some plays that we knew would open up the passing game because Nick is able to run. His ability to run makes it hard for people to play man and just take our receivers away when they're more athletic and whatnot, and he presents a problem for the defense every week.
Well, Nick Castiller certainly made a name. You've been the Paducah Sun Player of the Week, the WPSD Player of the Week, and I think you've been the Rocket Player of the Week three straight weeks. Now you got a big task coming up this week with Caldwell County, and you've played these guys before. You've grown up playing them in junior pro and in middle school, and so what do you think? You got anything you want to predict on this game this week?
I'm going to beat them for once, that's for sure.
Yeah. Have you had trouble with them in the past, this particular group?
We've never beat them, our age group. We've never beat them, so yeah. Senior year would be a good time.
You feel a little more confident this year?
A heck of a lot more confident. Everybody's saying it's not going to be a game. We don't think that. We use that as motivation.
In the past, we've gone in this game, and it's been Elijah Sindelar. Well, you're the quarterback everybody's talking about around West Kentucky now coming into this game. Does that give you a little boost of confidence?
It can. I'm not really thinking about any of that, though. My teammates and I, we're just looking forward to proving everybody wrong.
All right. Well, Nick Castiller, he's one of the top passers right now in Rocket football history, and certainly going to be one of the top runners before this season's over, too. So good luck this week, Nick.
Thank you.